This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And we're not dead yet. In fact, we're stronger than ever, hitting the final stretch. Now to complete the operation. It is Tuesday, April 28th. 2020, 188 days out from the election, and we're seeing the full force of the New World Order, Marxist-Leninist system to shut off an economy, bankrupt the people, shut down the farms, and complete our journey to slavery. But through this process, we will yet again discover the spirit of Americana, the Renaissance in 1776, which shall set us free. I am zenned out. I am focused today. I have really cogitated on what needs to be done, and I am ready to deliver you the next level of the transmission. I hope you stay with us, but they are destroying the crops under federal orders. They are destroying everything. This is the bureaucracy doing it. American farmers being ordered to depopulate livestock, destroy crops. Here it is.
Shad Sullivan, Regional Director of RCALF USA, is a fifth-generation Colorado rancher and recently delivered this message.
Hey, everybody. This is Shad Sullivan coming to you from the headwaters of Bitter Creek, Archer County, North Texas. We have to talk. State officials will be assisting to help identify potential alternative markets if a producer is unable to move animals and, if necessary, advise and assist on depopulation and disposal methods. Ladies and gentlemen, we are plowing under vegetable crops from coast to coast. We are euthanizing millions of chickens. We are aborting sows and burying feeder pigs. We are dumping milk by the hundreds of thousands of gallons, and now they are preparing us to depopulate the fat cattle ready to harvest because of a bottleneck created by the effects of COVID. This thing hasn't been created by COVID, but the effects of COVID and the logistics therein. Yesterday, the first shipment of imported beef from the country of Namibia hit the shores of the United States of America. And yet this morning, they are telling us to prepare to euthanize harvest-ready cattle. It is time we get food on the shelves. Because if you're not concerned about this food supply problem, you better be. We have a huge supply and demand of food across this nation. We can feed the world ourselves, and yet we're destroying our harvests. At the same time, we are importing beef from other countries, beef that is less regulated than our beef, less safe, not as high quality of product, and yet it's happening. At the same time, they are preparing for us to euthanize our harvests. That doesn't sound like sustainability to me, but it is part of the overall goal to vertically integrate your food system. You see, they cannot have control of the people unless they have control of the food, the water, the land, production. It is time we get back to work. We are of, by, and for the people. This is not Nancy Pelosi's country. This is not Donald Trump's country. This is your country, and you're going to go hungry.
And while American farmers are destroying their harvests, U.S. beef is exported to China. U.S. meat plants are closing at a rapid rate, including Cargill Meat, who supplies 22% of the U.S. meat market, and who partnered with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in 2018 to end livestock production. while expanding the production of genetically modified soy in Africa. Reporting for Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
It's the end of the world, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So if you get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jones on this live Tuesday, April 28th transmission that we're just now kicking off. The major farm bureaus around the country, the private ones, are coming out and pointing out that major so-called beef packing systems like Cargill are partnered with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to end beef and poultry and pork consumption, that they have a deal with Roundup Ready sterilization soybeans to force you to eat that. And these very same groups now are going around ordering that everybody kill their cows. We just played a special report. It's up on Bandai Video saying that if your cows are ready to ship, that the USDA is going to come around and oversee the killing of your cows, as if cows can't live out on the farm, or as if cows on the feedlot couldn't be sent back. We now know this is the bureaucracy, the big corporations, the authoritarian countries, all ganged up corporately on America and permanently wrecking everything. This is economic warfare. It's just absolutely incredible. You know, a little birdie told me that one of the lead stories tonight on Tucker Carlson on Fox News is going to be this. It's up on InfoWars.com with the video that's been banned, saved there. YouTube censors viral video of doctors criticizing stay-at-home order. They said it violates the terms of service, a press conference with two doctors that own a big string of clinics. And they're saying what all these other doctors are going public and saying that the death rate is less than 0.1%, and that we're seeing societal breakdown, and a lot of people that are sick unable to go to the hospital because they're closed for anything but COVID-19, basically. And it's confirmed that almost all the hospitals are empty, just like listeners went out and videotaped in the last couple months. They're like, yeah, no, they're closed for COVID. And USA Today confirms instead of $4,000 for somebody that comes into the hospital in federal grant money, $40,000 for a COVID-19 patient. So they're coding everyone as COVID-19 to, again, up that number. This has been a pre-planned medical tyranny takeover. But the hospitals can lay off 80% of their employees, but make bigger profits than they ever did and just gorge themselves on the taxpayer. And again, Trump's told, oh, sir, we're going to fund the hospitals. Oh, sir, we're going to fund these research. And really, it's the opposite of that. It's a total giant scam, a bank robbery. So it's an incredible time to be alive right now. And we're all being taught how to have martial law. We're being taught how to live under total tyranny. We're being taught that we have no basic rights. This giant dystopia just warped out of hyperspace, right here, right now, attacking everyone in this society. And I've been told through high-level sources that if you don't shut up and you don't stop, we're going to have you arrested, we're going to have you indicted, or we'll have you killed. And so they're doing that to me. I don't back down. I don't know how. It's not really a flight deal. I run by fighting. I like the more you attack, the more I fight. Just call me stupid. It's what I do. But I think running has gotten America in this position, and I think it's time to stop running, ladies and gentlemen. But let's air just 4 minutes of the hour and 5 minute press conference that YouTube banned. They've banned Cedars-Sinai, one of the most prestigious hospitals, not just in the U.S., but around the world, putting out a video going, yeah, UV light really is, killing the coronavirus and other things inside the lungs. Well, now it's not just YouTube and Twitter and Facebook censoring that video. Now they've all banned the viral video of doctors criticizing stay-at-home orders. So this is the point that we've reached now where medical doctors cannot talk about facts and reality because they want you to believe if you leave your house, you're going to die. The human civilization will end. Billions will starve to death. The UN now says 133 million are set to starve to death this year, not the 30 million. That was a UN release yesterday. So this is escalating quickly. And on the Owen Schroyer war room yesterday, they had a great graphic I saw on InfoWars of a big giant Grim Reaper next to a baby Grim Reaper. And the baby Grim Reaper is COVID-19. He says, hey, you haven't seen what poverty and starvation does. I'm the big daddy. That's the mission accomplished. That's been the globalist plan. So while we're losing our liberties and our future, the third world's losing their lives. So those that want to grandstand about, we're saving lives by doing this. No, ladies and gentlemen, this is all part of a psychological warfare op. Here's the censored video of the doctors. That's a banned-out video.
After testing thousands of people in their county for COVID-19, doctors Dan Erickson and Artin Massini, owners of Accelerated Urgent Care in Bakersfield, California, held a press conference to share their data along with official CDC data. Dr. Erickson reported that hospitals in California have become empty as a result of allotting all resources to the COVID-19 pandemic.
The hospitals, their ICUs are empty, essentially, and they're shutting down floors. They're furloughing patients. They're furloughing doctors because we just don't have the volume. So we're busy with paperwork for COVID, and we're all focusing on COVID.
He then went over the COVID-19 numbers for the state of California.
We've seen 1,227 deaths in the state of California. That means you have a 0.03 chance of dying from COVID-19 in the state of California.
And for the state of New York,
19,410 out of 19 million people, which is a 0.1% chance of dying from COVID in the state of New York.
And then compared these numbers to the seasonal flu in 2017.
45 million total cases in 2017 with about 62,000 deaths, or a 0.13% chance of death from flu in the United States. So the lethality of COVID-19 is much less.
He then went on to report what is happening as a result of the shutdown and millions of hardworking people losing their jobs.
Child molestation is increasing at a severe rate. We could go over multiple cases of children who have been molested due to angry family members who are intoxicated, who are home, who have no paycheck. These things last a lifetime. This isn't about a seasonal flu. These are things that will follow these people and affect them in a negative fashion for their life. And these are for me talking to ERs, talking to my doctors, and talking to people across the country and finding out what they're seeing. Spousal abuse, alcoholism, anxiety, depression, suicide.
One of the most interesting moments of the press conference was when Dr. Erickson went on to explain the immune complex and how our immune system regularly adapts to our environment.
The immune system is built by exposure to antigens, viruses, bacteria. When you're a little child crawling on the ground, putting stuff in your mouth, viruses and bacteria come in, you form an antigen-antibody complex, you form IgG, IgM. This is how your immune system is built. When you take human beings and you say, go into your house, clean all your counters, Lysol them down, you're going to kill 99% of viruses and bacteria. Wear a mask, don't go outside. What does it do to our immune system? Our immune system is used to touching. We share bacteria, staphylococcal, streptococcal bacteria, viruses. We develop an immune response daily to this stuff. When you take that away from me, my immune system drops. As I shelter in place, my immune system drops. You keep me there for months, it drops more. Sheltering in place decreases your immune system. And then as we all come out of shelter in place with a lower immune system and start trading viruses and bacteria, what do you think is going to happen? Disease is going to spike. And then you've got disease spike amongst the hospital system with furloughed doctors and nurses.
Dr. Erickson reported that he has been in contact with leading physicians throughout California and that they are all in agreement.
And I've been working with some of the leaders, and I've talked to, you know, the head of the CDPH. I've gotten their opinion on this, and a lot of the leaders in Sacramento. And we're all in agreement. But we need to have Governor Newsom in agreement with us to lift this ban, because the data is showing us it's time to lift. So if we don't lift, what is the reason?
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let me just do this. Let me give the number out because I really want to have more calls on the show and I want to get it up front. I want to take calls within the first hour most days at least. But I tend to not get to a lot of news these days because there's just so much. It's so insane. Like, you can't do justice to each piece of this. And so why even get to it? In fact, I've got hundreds of news stories and dozens of incredible video clips. But I never got to this article yesterday. And then I was up here this morning at 7 a.m. working, and I had David Knight on in the conference room when I was taking breaks. And he was reading this article on air out of MSN. There's another one out of the Atlantic. It's originally out of the Atlantic. Jack Goldsmith. And it says, Internet speech will never go back to normal. And it endorses Communist China and says that big tech is now emboldened by all the censorship. And there's a bunch of these articles praising it. And what are they blocking? They're blocking the president's tweets. They're blocking Joe Biden rape victims on Larry King Live. They're involved in total informational control, like something out of a science fiction horror movie. Here's one of the things they censored. YouTube censors video about UV light treatment against coronavirus, newswars.com. We have it archived. We have our own system, Bandout Video, to do that, which, of course, Bandout Video is exploding. People asked me 2 years ago, you've been totally banned. How are you taking it? I said, you're all going to be banned, and I'm going to have a platform that's not banned until they come arrest me. But that's how this works in progression. You don't care that somebody's losing their rights because you think it's only you. You're actually the target. Then once you learn you lose your rights, you go to the alternative. The alternative explodes so big, it either defeats the original tyrant or it gets overwhelmed and defeated. See, I'm thinking big picture. And people are always like, Jones is so weird. How does he advise the president and intelligence agencies and all these groups? Because I don't muddy my thoughts with what's going to affect me. I cut myself out of the picture. I just automatically have always done it. I'm not thinking about what advances Alex Jones. I am a total collectivist because I'm a total individualist. I believe in the individual, but I believe individuals must come together in the collective to defeat evil. That's our only hope. I will lose my life and my future if the globalists win. We all will. So I don't want to be powerful as the ship goes down and be wearing a captain's hat in a sinking ship. I want the ship to float. That means if I've got to die in the process of the ship staying afloat so my children make it, that's a default normal position. I'm not a sick freak, ladies and gentlemen. But I do envy the psychosis-filled globalists and people who just think it's all funny and who don't care and are living in the moment. Because I wish I was a little bit like them so I wasn't tortured, because I am tortured by what's happening. I know you are as well. Because you're supposed to. You've got feelings, which means you've got nerve endings. You're connected to things. And you pick these things. And so you want to override the evil. You're called life. You're what makes the whole thing go round. And I salute you. But this article, there's a bunch of them like this, sound like they're defending speech, and you read deeper, it's like, oh, but China, they know what to do, and we need to be more like them, you see, because out-of-control speech can cause lives, you know. We need a never-ending lockdown and no alternative treatments, and we're all dead. Even though every model they gave us was fake, everything was globalist type, Chi-Com run. Here's another one. YouTube censors video about UV light treatment using its coronavirus from Cedars-Sinai. And then YouTube censored 5 million views on YouTube alone, one version. They censored a bunch of other versions, over 20 million views. I checked this morning. Censors viral video of doctors criticizing stay-at-home order. Well, guess what? Band.video Video's got 500,000 views on that with no sponsors. We're just paying for the bandwidth because there is a distinct pleasure in the fact that they're taking this down on Facebook, Twitter, Google, and its subsidiaries, YouTube. And they are so desperately pissed that we are still on air despite that because, you see, that's not supposed to be there. You're not supposed to hear a press conference from people that own like 20-something clinics. You're not supposed to hear them talk about the governor's office admitting to them it's all a hoax. Because that'll end their world right there, folks. They're planning to take down America, starve the third world, throw out the American recovery, because there's still good professionals in every level of academia, law enforcement, medicine, banking, agriculture. There's still good people, black, white, old, young, everywhere. And they can't let one of us stand up and get attention, because then we might all stand up, and then that ends their little world, doesn't it? But I've got all the new news I haven't hit, and we'll cover it when we come back. And I'll give the number out. It's 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. There is a giant third column, fourth column, fifth column, whatever you want to call it, inside the federal government run by the communist Chinese. And it's come out that most media is funded by them. Hell, they bought up most of Hollywood. And they're scared that we're rolling up their Chinese operatives and their networks. That's why they tried to, well, they didn't try. That's why they set up Roger Stone and General Flynn. And they've been up and down me and not been able to find anything they can even cook up. But they're past that point now and are really cracking the whip. But I see that as a sign of their desperation, that they are working around the clock trying to put yours truly in jail because they're criminals. And I didn't get into this expecting to not be killed, quite frankly. Now, I didn't mean I want it to happen. That means I'm looking forward to it. That means I'm looking forward to being thrown in a prison cell. But I got an idea we're going to take the country back. You guys are going to let me out. I'm betting on you, and you're incredible. Those of you that are awake are amazing. I still am sad that more people aren't awake and energized. Because the sides are so clear-cut here, folks. We're the good guys, and everybody knows it. I mean, the enemy can barely even talk or operate. You can't shut me up. You can't shut you up. Our track record is just solid platinum because we're real, folks. I mean, we're the real deal, and you're the real deal, and that's why your prayers are paramount, and then your spreading the word is penultimate. And then you've got the trifecta there, but beneath that is the financial support. But you pray, number one. You spread the word, that's number two. And then that little added magic is the money. And I never even wanted money until they tried to shut me down 15 years ago. And God said to me, I'm not kidding, like, you need to stop being ashamed. You need to build an operation that's huge. You need to fight them on every front. And you need to be prosperous, and you need to do that. And I did it, and you did it, and here we are today. And so now, when you buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com, you're not just getting a great product. You are putting money into the Second American Revolution worldwide, and you've seen it pay off like no other dividend. You've seen the victory. It's your victory. You did this. That's why when you call thanking me, that's a sick joke. Thank yourself, and thank God for giving you the common sense you've got. God gave you the sense to find your ass, so he gave me it. And thank God you're not like these leftists. And don't rejoice and laugh at them, how pathetic they are. That could be us, okay? That's dangerous. That's cancer right there. We ought to mourn what our fellow humans have turned into. And then warn those that still haven't succumbed to Satan. We'll be right back.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality, storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. You've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let me hit a couple of big stories here that just illustrate why they don't want Zero Hedge out there, why they don't want InfoWars out there, why they don't want Summit.News, Paul Watson, host of the fourth hour today, why they didn't like things like Drudge, because that can control the narrative, and they don't. Here's an article out of National Review. We told you 2 years ago that the FBI set up General Flynn and put out fake 302s and then did a fake plea deal because Flynn thought he could trust and hire Democrat lawyers. And this broke last week in the mainstream news, but finally it's in National Review. how they set up Flynn, how he did absolutely nothing wrong. But he advised the president on how to make America great again and who the spies were. So they had to destroy him to teach others a lesson. You give the president real advice, that's the ultimate crime in America right now. Here's another one. And I'd like to say we broke this first. Stuff like information liberation, Zero Hedge had it like a day before us, but we popularized it. I think, speak of the devil, Drudge linked to us. But look at this. U.S. intel officials, as the Washington Post, believe 45,500 corpses were incinerated in one fortnight in Wuhan. And this is the most incredible article where it talks about millions dying a month in China already just of, did you hear what I just said? Of respiratory illnesses. It's so toxic. And so how they could hide hundreds of thousands of deaths within that. Because you hear like, oh my God, 40,000 Americans have died of COVID-19. It's like, oh my gosh, that's the worst thing since the flu kills that every year. But this article is incredible because remember, it was literally the independent media that broke this first, an independent media that went to publicly available satellite feeds and went, look at these maps. That's where they've got trash incinerators, and that's where they, and normal trash doesn't release this much sulfur. And so they did equations and found it was humans, and U.S. Intel goes, yeah, no, it's humans. Thousands a day at one site being burned. That's human intelligence. That's human. Machines can't do that. We have to read what machines say and do. So there's Zero Hedge, March 29th. More evidence China's lying. Number of urns more than double reported in the coronavirus test. Yeah, that's March 29th. And that's a fine thing for you guys to find a month ago. It was before that. I mean, there were articles before that. But my point is that, oh, the Washington Post is all over the urns and the satellite images. And it all broke right here in early March. And the crew just searched what I said while I was talking about it and found something a month ago, but it goes back even further. Again, that's why they don't want us on air. Because humans are, you the viewers, you the activists, you the gladiators in the arena, you're not viewers, you're not spectators, you're not listeners, you're gladiators for humanity, you're pro-human. And I'm seeing that everywhere now on Twitter. I'm pro-human, we're the pro-human resistance. People now get it, man. We need a human lobby, a human movement, a human system. Just like they have with how workers supposedly, 100 years ago, used to organize into the unions. But just on the packaging, I want to see humans designed it, humans made it, humans packaged it. Sure, okay, you got your machine, great. I make my decision to want a pro-human future. You tell me it's the innovation that I'm shoveled in my grave and I'm over and I'm done and I'm obsolete. You know, screw you. I can still use my purchasing power that I only have for a little bit longer to say no to your system. And that's why they're doing the lockdown. It's why they're doing the shutdown. It's they're teaching you that you're obsolete, that you're non-essential, to try to get you to accept that so that the drones and the robots have to police you and control you because we're obsolete because we might die. Think about that satanic statement, the mathematics of that. It's like saying 2 + 2 = 0. Humans are obsolete and die easily from viruses and bacteria, which is even true. So we have to make you obsolete so that we can save you. No, they're cutting your arms and legs off. They're tying you up. They're disabling you so they can have their big AI takeover because it wasn't working. The big plan they promised by 2020 would be launched and 2030 to be complete and Ray Kurzweil and they're all going to be gods and the big tech AI kings robbing us and raping us and spying on us and all this. And now they're in the news going, you have no freedom. Damn right we're watching you. Damn right we're censoring you. You're a medical doctor. You come out and say that people live in bubbles are sick. We'll just ban you. And once we can silence you, we can kill your ass. Well, there's more than one way to skin a cat. I don't want to go to that level yet unless we can't turn this around. But if you have nothing left to lose, one human could go out and take out 15 5G towers and surveillance grids before you get killed by the drones. Even if they have a drone on every block. And once other humans see other humans do something, stampedes don't just go in the direction of slavery. Stampedes go, rah! Instead of like running around cowering and pissing on ourselves, everybody gets fired up and gets their weapons, and then we're unstoppable. And I'm telling the New World Order, that's all you're summoning. I can feel it. And technology is not a bad thing. Like, fire is not a bad thing. Fire to light your hearth and cook some food. Fire to look at. Fire to... But you want to put me on that fire? You think I'm on the spit? I got an idea. I'm going to use that fire on your ass. You want to take my guns and tell me I'm a slave? I'll use a knife and take your guns. And I'll burn your ass down. I'll burn your house down. You want to burn, baby, burn? These damn robots are going to burn. Now, we're not at that point yet, but I want you to intergenerationally understand the power you have as a weapon. You got power to take care of your babies and grow crops, be a good person. But you've got the sacred right to defend yourself and to kill when other people are trying to kill your ass. You understand that? You understand me? You need to find your spirit and stop giving in to these devil worshipers while they're trying to enslave you and your family and take everything you've got and everything you ever are and destroy your children. And you need to let them know that you will defeat them one way or another. And it's that spirit that's going to prevail. But you got to find that spirit and just have it there and know that it's something that's going to empower you to work hard and be good and not get in a fight with your wife or your husband and to change those diapers and to carry out the trash and to trim the trees and to work hard, because that makes you strong, and to save money and to take care of yourself and to have a good life and be happy, because you know these technocrats are up there trying to screw you over. But just by you making it a human future and just by you living a good life, as the French say, the best revenge is living well, you're kicking their ass. These blue blood scumbags that are so unhappy, they project their hatred of themselves onto us, and we reject their hate, and we reject their death, and we reject their Hitler garbage and their leftist trash, and we just say, we're not part of you. But if you ever get us down, you think you got me chained up? I'll chew my arms off and bite your neck off, metaphysically. They cannot chain this spirit, ladies and gentlemen. And they will never chain it, because they know it's better than them. And that's why they spend all their time trying to chain down people that are strong, who they know they can't deal with, because they're scared of competition instead of embracing the competition that makes us all great as our species comes together and moves into the next level. So I said I'd take your calls, and I said I'd cover the news, and I'll try to hit it all as best I can. Just remember, every day we're still on air is a miracle because of your prayers, your support, and realize that every day that their plan unfolds and the evil is more manifest, makes us stronger. We don't want that to happen, but now everything we said is coming true. Well, they can't let that light, as the dark of the night comes, stay there. So this lighthouse out on this promontory with a wave smashing into it was built to do this. And we're still standing, only because of your prayers. We are in this together. And the minute we realize that our red blood binds us to forever is the day we touch God's face.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free seven-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Today, Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Slaves before, and we dream of being free. And America, for all its sins, was that promise, that dream that for so many was realized. And so it created incredible wealth and power, and an evil came here to try to take that power over and try to subvert it. And all they had to do was embrace it and love humanity. Love competition and embrace the animating contest. All right. I want to go to your phone calls. I am so loaded for bear with videos and articles.
And I've really been cogitating, meditating, thinking about what it is that upsets me so much that I have been not even more angry, just more pissed at myself than I've ever been. And a lot of nights not sleeping and just sitting there in a chair for like 2-3 hours at a time, I've come up with it. I know you're going through this because I know you're just like me. That's why I talk about it from my own perspective and then take your calls, your perspective, because I value that so much. It's like President Trump wants the real human perspective, not what came out of the TV, not what came off some, you know, mainstream thing. But what's real and authentic down on the ground. There's nothing higher than the ground. That's where we're planted. Nothing bigger than the grass. That's what makes the whole thing survive. And it's more of a feeling. It's hard to describe, but I know you know what I'm talking about. It's we knew all this was coming, and we knew it was super evil, and we studied it, and it sounded crazy, and we all went through a lot of persecution and ridicule. A lot of folks lost their jobs, you name it, for talking about the New World Order and all this, and the world government and the leftist agenda being evil. And then you thought, well, I got persecuted. Maybe we held it off. You know, we've had some victories. Maybe they're not going to really, maybe the globalists don't mean it. You know, maybe that's talk with them. Maybe they're not going to really, really do it. And then it hits home. No, they're doing it now. The whole preparation, everything, they pulled the trigger, and just exactly what we said the trigger would look like, they did, because they said they would. Hell, they wrote all these books on it. And that's the thing is, wow, they really mean it. And they're going to do it, and it makes you kind of like, you know, grab a hold of your guts and say, man, I'm going to have to, like when some big, you know, 6'5" killing machine is coming out, you're like, I better get myself together here. And it's because we turned loose of God, we turned loose of our children, we stopped caring, and we just lost our soul. And now we're going to get hurt real bad. So everybody better get ready to get hurt real bad. We're going to make it through this, but let me tell you, man, I just have grief for this because they're going to take everything you got till you're begging for their microchips and their world government. And you think you got plagues? Oh, you just passed the test, Grovel, and they're going to hit you with plagues. They're going to hit me with them. And it's there's nothing like, you know you're about to get hit in the gut, but, man, when they hit you in the gut, it's like different. Like you've been hit in the gut before, but they do it again. It's like, man, I just got hit in the gut. And that's really what this gut check moment is. What do you got in them guts? Because if you don't fight now, when it's out in the open world government and Satanism and pedophilia and 5G and forced inoculations, what are you going to do when they send the high priest over to your house who's a pedophile dressed like a woman to screw your kid? You let him screw your kid, the big bank's going to put $100,000 in your bank account. Or you're going to go to jail. Or a bunch of leftists are going to come burn your house down. Well, you know what? They do that to us. We do that to them. And the only reason I'm getting down to these points is we don't start stuff physically, but we finish it. And I'm just telling you where all this is going. And it makes me sick. Because we should have been able to easily, intellectually, spiritually defeat this, but people gave up on God just like the Old Testament over and over again. We gave up on all the stuff that makes damn sense and works. We pissed, oh, that's our parents, their grandparents. We don't need that. We know what we're doing. No, we didn't know what we were doing. And now we are eaten up by Satanists. But I don't want violence. I'm a peaceful person. I'm for defense, though. And I just want you to remember that God's watching what you're doing. And they're going to stage mass shootings and blame it on us. We don't want violence. I'm simply explaining the fact that we better politically be engaged and involved now to change things with our word of mouth and our action and our dollars and what we do. And this isn't just some hobby where you fight the New World Order now. You're learning they'll lock your ass down on house arrest. You're a prisoner. You better put your full energy out. You better say hell no from the rooftops. Because not being active is what's gotten us to this point. They're following a scientific playbook of oppression with a high-tech modern overlay. But they're following an exact blueprint. And that's why people keep saying, okay, now the internet's now like totally freaked out. Like used to, I was 50-50 being attacked. Now it's like 90% support. Great. I could care less. That's not about me. But as a bellwether, people go, how the hell do you know this? How do you know that? Because psychos love to brag, and they told us everything they were going to do. I didn't know criminology when I was younger, so I'd watch a movie. I'd watch a comic book movie, and the villain always brags about what he's doing to you. I thought, well, I was a villain. I would brag. I'd just kill your ass. But see, I wasn't the villain. I'm a hunter. I just get the job done because I want some food. Might not have to hurt people. But a villain loves that they're better than you, and always when they got you tied down, they're going to sit there and tell you how they screwed you because they get off on their superiority. So I'm watching these supervillains wind this whole thing up. And I'm just like, folks, we really, they had all these plans, and they did everything they said they'd do, and now these crazies, there's one thing about villains, they're neurotic, they're OCD, man, they follow their plans, which makes them hard to beat because they never stop, but it makes them easy to beat because you've got their battle plan. And that's what I'm like telling the president. Imagine telling the president or his advisors the stuff I say on air. Can you imagine when I deliver the president packets of info with all the proof? Talk about it. That's pretty cool, isn't it? But what does that say? It says we're so incredibly weak, it takes some crazy dude from Texas to do it because everybody else is too scared. I'm scared to not do it. I mean, let these crazy people run everything? I mean, I'm doing this. I'm scared. I'm not doing this because I'm on some power trip or I'm doing some, you know, measuring contest of how long my tallywhacker is. I'm doing this because I'm scared of these people. I just don't get rolling over to evil like that makes you safe. Oh, the big bad wolf just came to my house and ate half my family. But if I pet him, he'll eat me last. You know what? I'm going to kill the big bad wolf. And that's all I'm saying is, why do we grovel? Because if the big bad wolf knew he came in our house, we were going to attack him, he'd run. But instead, when the big bad wolf comes in, I used to watch when I was a kid, like Friday the 13th. And I was wondering, like, people run through the woods and they see Jason, they fall down and crawl and scream and let him kill him. And I thought, that's ridiculous. I would fight. See, I was following my instincts. But I learned later, no, the average man or woman would actually fall down to some guy with a machete instead of getting a rock or a stick and killing their ass, or at least fighting. And I thought, well, everybody's going to, like, get a rock or a stick or fight this out. Some dude pulls a machete on me, I'm going to pick this table up and smash it over the head. I'm not some badass. I'll just kill your ass. I mean, I don't understand this. But see, everybody in the leader, folks, most everybody else goes, like in the movies, oh, don't kill me. No, please don't. And that's why they get their ass killed. So all I'm telling America and the world is this. Stop laying down. Stop kissing ass. Good people, work with them. Work together. That's a great thing. But don't let them twist that instinct to lay down a tyranny. Your phone calls are coming up. I'll say this. I need money to fight these wars. And you're the wind in my sails. We got products you need. Food back in stock. X2 back in stock and so much more. You fund us? Well, then the punch I hit him with is more powerful. Like a video game. You fund us? Man's like, wee, boom, Popeye. You don't? Get my ass kicked. It's all in God's plan. I'm not worried. I turned it over to Jehovah.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.